This is the Gateway Family Church of Auburn podcast. This is a special series called You Make Me Brave that I believe you'll find to be life-changing and life-giving. Here we go.
Of height. Anybody
us all deal with some type of fear. And the question is the fear irrational or extreme to others? The question isn't, does this fear make sense to everybody else? But the question is, can you overcome the fear? Can you get past the fear? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So help me preach this morning. God has not given us fear. He has not given us fear, but He has given us power, and He has given us a sound mind. Somebody needs to know that they can sleep at night. You don't have to stay up tossing and turning, being anxious and suffering with anxiety for the rest of your life, but you can sleep at night. God has given you power to overcome. God has given you love. He wants you to know that He loves you. You can find security in His love, and He has given you peace of mind. God has given you peace of mind. And if we are bound and controlled by our fear, then we will never reach the destination that God has for us. And we'll never influence those whom God has called us to touch or influence if we are bound and controlled by our fear. What is it that God has called you to? Just think to yourself right now. What is it that God has called you to? What is that burning never forsake you, says the Lord. I want to encourage you this morning. Like I said, I can't tell you to get over your fears, but I can just encourage you to step out on faith, to step into that which God has for you. There is purpose for your existence. You were predestined to carry out the good works of God. And come hell or high water, God has already empowered you for that which He has called you to. You're already empowered by the Holy Spirit to accomplish that which He has called you to. We have to stop wasting time. Stop wasting time frozen and paralyzed, concerned. We have to stop wasting time dwelling on our past mistakes. Stop wasting time dwelling on the uncertainties of life. Wasting time dwelling on public opinion. What does everybody else think? Wasting time dwelling on our own perceived inabilities within ourselves. Wasting time worrying about the pro-con ratio. And we ask ourselves questions and we say things like, I don't know if this is truly good timing. I'm not sure if this is really God. Should I enroll or not? Should I apply or not? Should we launch or not? Should we proceed or should we quit? I don't know if I have all the support that I think I need. But this morning, I've come all the way from Mobile, Alabama, to Tuskegee University. And now I'm camping out here in Auburn, Alabama. And I've come to tell you that the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And you should start speaking those things that are not as if they are. Speaking the word of God over your life. The devil is a liar. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, be confident of this very thing. That he who has begun a good work is faithful to complete it. He says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches by Christ Jesus. Amen. This morning I feel like I'm preaching to myself. You know, I'm glad that y'all are here and I pray that you take something.
were made to stand for righteousness. We were made to stand for the Word of God. We were made for such a time as this. No matter what the political system says, no matter what government says, no matter what our circumstances say, no matter what other people say, know that you were made for this. Know that we were made for this. Amen? Touch two people and tell them you were made for this. You were made for this. Stop procrastinating. Stop running away from everything. Know that you are not where you are, like it or not, by accident. You are not where you are by mere chance. You are not where you are by coincidence. You've got it in you. You were made to help others. You were made to be light in a dark place. You were made to be hope in a hopeless place. You were made to make a difference. Give him praise this morning. All right? You were made for such a time as this. You were made to speak the words of God and to see the salvation of the Lord take place within this house, within your house, within your own personal life. You were made to see deliverance come. You were made for such a time as this. You may be sleeping in your grave, but I will declare, keep quiet and step away if you choose to do so. But know that the will of God is certain. Know that the will of God is unshakable. Know that the will of God cannot be negotiated. Know that salvation will rise up from somewhere. Whether you shut your mouth or you choose to speak the word of God, know that salvation will rise. The will of God is certain. Amen. Mordecai told Esther she was made for this. You were made for a reason. And it wasn't to be pretty. It wasn't to sit up in the palace and drink fine wine and eat grapes and eat chicken wings. Mordecai told Esther, you were made for more than that, girl. There's purpose in you. You were made to be more than just a homebody and to sit back and to be silent. And if you choose to keep silent, do not expect to be left standing. If you choose to walk in timidity, if you choose to walk in fear, if you choose to walk in anxiety, know that you will not be left standing. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. The Lord says, I'm with you. And if I bring you to it, then I will bring you through it. Help me preach this way. You were made for this. You weren't just placed to be where you are to collect a check. You're not placed to be where you are to own some type of diploma or degree. But you were made to bring deliverance, and you were made to speak life. Esther told Mordecai to tell the people to pray and fast. She got it within her and said, I'm going to go ahead and step out on faith in this thing. I'm going to go ahead and step into the king's court, but what I'm going to need from you is for you guys to pray and fast for me. Esther said within herself, I'm not going to walk into this blindly. I'm not going to walk into this powerlessly, but I'm going to go with the wisdom and with the power of God. She said, I'm going to need you guys to pray and fast for me. Too often I see people just get an urge and just run aimlessly with poor or no counsel. And they think that God is going to honor their endeavor. Jacked up financial decisions, poor management, and a poor attempt to be cool
Have you studied the Word about it? Have you considered what God has to say about your attempt? Have you considered what God has to say about your endeavor? Esther prayed and she fasted. And what I get from this is we must humble ourselves before God before He can exalt us. We must humble ourselves before the Lord because that's where we find our strength. Amen? In Christ we live, move, and have our very being. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that I am able to do what it is that I do. It's not enough to just walk in sheer willpower. It's not enough for me to just sit and think to myself, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. But it's the power of God within me that I must submit to and humble myself to before I go out into any endeavor of my own. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, and it says, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything that's coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 26, it says, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. He says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my strong right hand. All bravery, all true courage comes from the Lord our God, made available to us through Christ Jesus and within us by His Holy Spirit. It is God who makes us brave. What strength is found in man alone? What strength is found must make the choice to step past the fear, overcome the timidity. So Esther got it up in her. She said, well, I'm going to go. And if I perish, then by golly, you live. I'm so live is for Christ, to God is good. If I perish, I perish. But somewhere along the way, she had to think in her spirit that she was not alone in this. We have to think that she knew that the favor of God was upon her. It was upon her when she stepped into the palace, and it is upon her as she operated in the palace. The favor of God just doesn't lift on and off. She honored God, she's in the palace, she got herself in because of the favor of God, and she's operating successfully in the palace also because of the favor of God. So she stepped past her fear. She's in there in the palace, and the question is, you know, so many times God will bless us with what we pray for. God will bless you with the job. He'll bless you with the opportunity. And then what do? We go back and we complain about it. We say, I don't like it here. I don't like how people treat me. I don't like what I do. But just as God was with you when you were unemployed, know that He is with you on the job. Know that He is with you as you are employed. The favor of God has proven itself time and time again in Esther's life. And she finally got the guts and said, I'm more than just a homebody. And if it's grace that's brought me safe this far, then I'm just going to declare that grace is going to lead me home. And she said to herself that God is with me. God goes before me. He's behind me. Everywhere I go, God's favor has been on me. So why should I fear? If I step into the courts, if I perish, I perish. The king loved Esther. And how many times do we spend so much energy worrying about a problem that isn't even a problem? Worrying about an issue that hasn't become an issue, but it could be an issue, but it probably won't be. How many times do we do that? So often. Esther's over here worried and concerned, but the favor of God has proven itself over her life time and time again. She says, I haven't seen the king in 30 days. I haven't been summoned, but I'm taking my chance. She says, I'm taking my chance. But I'm taking my chances with God. She says, I'm taking my chances with God. And with God, I know that this is a fixed fight. With God, I already know the outcome. With God, I can speak and say I win, even when I haven't started fighting. It's a fixed fight. Touch somebody, tell us a fixed fight. Oh, God, help me through. It's a fixed fight with God. She said, I'm more than a conqueror. I am a child of God. I am upheld with His strong right. He will make your enemies your footstool. And there's nothing that can stand against you. Amen? It goes on to verse 7. Haman stayed and begged for his life from the queen. For he saw that harm was determined against him by the king. And the king returned from the palace garden to the place where they were drinking wine. As Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was, the king said, "Will he even assault my queen in my presence, in my own house?" As the words left the mouth of the king, they covered Haman's face. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs who attended on the king, he said, "Moreover, the gallows that Haman prepared for Mordecai, whose words saved the king's life, is standing at Haman's house, 50 cubits high." And the king said, "Hang him on that." And they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the wrath of the king abated. Know that God is for you. Know that you don't step into the battle alone. Know that whatever the issue is that you face, you can look at it in the eye and say, "This wicked enemy of the God is standing against me." And he says that he will make your enemies your footstool. He says that he prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. Esther made her petition. And justice was served. Mordecai, her cousin, was elevated. Haman was executed. And the Jewish people were preserved, and Esther is now a hero. She's now a hero. Know that if you stand for God, He will stand for you. Some people will say that nice guys finish last. I will say that that is incorrect. It's wrong. Nice guys do not finish last. Timid guys finish last. Lazy guys finish last. But the brave get ahead. The determined get ahead. Amen? We can go ahead and stand up this morning. Confront the opposition. Stand for justice. Stand for righteousness. Stand for your faith. Stop backing down. Fear not, for God says that I am with you. Fear not, for God says I am with you. Fear not, I am with you. It is God who makes me brave. It is God who gives you your confidence. It is God who endues you with power and love and with the sound mind. God makes you brave. Come what may, the call and purpose that God has on your life, the call and the purpose that God has on this church will be accomplished as long as we can stand up and overcome the fears, overcome the opposition, and overcome the timidity. Give Him praise this morning. Give Him praise. Over this church, over this house, the favor of God is on us. And know that the scepter of grace is extended over you. Wherever you go, the Lord says that the scepter of grace is extended over you. He says that He's for you and not against you. You are not alone. The Lord goes before you. The scepter of grace is extended to you by the King of Kings. He says, "Come boldly to my throne room of grace. Make your petitions to the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ." And know that when you do not know what to pray, the Holy Spirit is making intercession on your behalf. God, you make me brave. Just open up your mouth and declare it over your life. Say, "God, you make me brave. God, you make me brave. It is you who makes me brave. You've called us out to do a mighty work. You've called us out to do the impossible. But we know that by your hand, all things are possible. You are called. You are called. You are anointed. And you are appointed to do a mighty work of God." Hallelujah. Come what will and come what may. We must overcome the what ifs. Overcome whatever it is that know that you were made for such a time as this. Let's go ahead and just lift our hands and just worship this morning. Let's worship the God who empowers us.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I pray that you walk in the power, love, and peace of mind that God has for you. And remember that you are a winner through Jesus Christ.